Shalom, and welcome to this week's testimony, listener testimony. And we'd like you to send your testimony in so that we can read it on the air or make arrangements with me. You can record it yourself, and we will play it. Next week, next week's testimony, let's see. I'm saving, Jude sent me testimony. I'm waiting until it comes in. Next week's testimony, we have a whole lot of testimony lined up here. Wow, so much of it. The next 3 or 4 weeks we have lined up, and we also have Margie's, who she sent us recorded, so that's going to be neat, and we'll play it, but not during program time. We'll just put it up in the testimony hour because it takes an hour. So you guys that want to send it in, send me about a page to a page and a half Word document, paul@inspiredfaith.org. Send it in and put in the subject line testimony. And this week it's from Aliyah, and she comes into our room whenever she can. She and work allows her to join us in our fellowship room. And here's the testimony from Aliyah. I don't have a spectacular testimony, she writes, but I will share some about my life. I'm a 58-year-old female who grew up in a small southern town in South Carolina. My father worked as a mechanic in a textile plant, and my mother was a homemaker. My father had a high school education, and my mother had very little education at all. We had very little growing up, and I was basically ignored as a child and have always believed that I was an unwanted child. But it made me thankful for small things, if you know what I mean. However, I was blessed to be taken to a small Baptist church when I was growing up. The church really did not teach anything but the plan of salvation. I knew nothing about a relationship with the Messiah. In fact, I did not know you could have a relationship with the Lord. But the Lord called me out of darkness into His marvelous light. Around 6 years ago, I started attending a Pentecostal church where I began a new journey with the Lord. The first thing the Lord shared with me was about His blood and His holiness, His glory and His love. I began to want to know more and more for the first time in my life. I knew I was loved. This is the one thing I was sure of. A desire in my heart started to burn to go to Israel and learn about the Jewish people. I wanted to understand why they are His chosen. I told the Lord that I just want to look in their faces and see through His eyes what He sees and be able to touch the soil in Israel. Now, you must understand, I married a Navy man and we moved around a lot. And when my husband got out of the military service, the last thing I wanted to do was travel. All I wanted to do was to go home to my little hometown, and I swore I would never leave it again. At that time, all I knew about the Middle East was what I saw on the TV news, and that wasn't good. I thought people from the Middle East were crazy. For 3 years, though, I longed to go to Israel. Then one day in 2005, I told a lady at our church I was going to Israel. Well, she had traveled for many years to Israel and even lived there for 3 months volunteering. So I went to Israel in October 2005 during the Feast of Tabernacles. And this is when the Lord really began to show me so many things. That is when my eyes opened or began to open for the first time, like a two-week-old kitten being able to see. My foot stood on holy ground. I was on the Temple Mount when I began to realize that there's something special about this place. I knew in my spirit that this place is special. I knew something was significant about that particular place. I could not explain it for lack of knowledge at the time. So when I got home, I began to read everything about the Temple Mount I could find. I just couldn't get enough. One day I was sitting at my computer reading an article about the Temple Mount when I turned to look toward the TV because there was a special on about the Temple Mount. I got up and paused the TV screen because I realized the proximity of the Mount of Olives, Kidron Valley, and the Eastern Gate. They were saying that it is believed that the temple of God stood directly in front of the eastern gate. Well, I leapt for joy. I jumped and shouted in my spirit, probably outside my spirit too. I was so excited. I said, yes, the Lord will not look to the right or the left when he enters the gate and when he comes back to set up his throne forever. He will come back to the Mount of Olives and ride right down through the Kidron Valley and right through the eastern gate to the Temple Mount, and we will be with him. Now I understand I was standing on holy ground. Now I understand the significance of that place, and now I know. I asked my Lord to show me and teach me through his eyes, and yes, I was able to stand beside the Jewish people and worship at the Western Wall. Praise the Lord. Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord, and my heart for the Jewish people is almost indescribable. He did not stop there, though. He shared with me about his love for the Arabs too, which was a surprise. I did not ask him to show me anything about them at all. I only want to know about the Jewish people, and I guess I was being selfish. I have to admit, below God is the Jewish people, then the Arabs in my heart. I pray this is not wrong. I know he isn't finished with me yet. I'm coming back to Israel in October 2008. I am coming home. When I came to Jerusalem, I knew I was home. I just knew. And now I long to come home every day. I need to be there. Do you understand what I'm telling you? My future plans when I retire is to come to Israel to volunteer. I've been checking into various opportunities to volunteer there. One is Sar-El with the Israeli Defense Force. What a blessing that would be. What a privilege. Another is Bridges for Peace. I hope to learn the Hebrew language. I'm learning a little right now. I want to thank you for your work that you are doing to teach the Jewish perspective of the Bible. In the next few days, I am going to learn about Shabbat. I just bought Shabbat candles and will learn the blessings and how to light the candles. I know there is more to it than this, so I am open to learn all I can. We have been cheated out of our Jewish heritage, and now I want it back. We have been cheated out of our Hebraic roots. I know our Lord will teach me. I really love you, Paul and Hannah, and maybe we can meet you one day. I have a friend that I met there in Israel named Hannah also. Sometimes she thinks I'm a little off the wall because I write her and tell her how much I love her in Israel and her family. I hope she will accept me. I believe she has, in a way, since we have been corresponding since October 2005. In love, Aliyah. Thank you, Aliyah, for this testimony. And do us a favor here. Send us your testimony. Send us how God has affected your life, how God has worked in your life. Send it to me. We'll read it on the air. Thank you so much, and join us again next week at the same time for testimony from listeners. God bless you all.